Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Tuesday. Trade deadline Tuesday in Major League Baseball. It has been a wild day, not only in the major leagues, but also in the NFL yet again. We'll get into that in a sec, but of course, today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great selection of pre-owned inventory. And you have a sales staff that, whether you go with the pre-owned vehicles or with a brand-new car, they are there for you, and they're not just there for the sale. They want to make sure that you get the right deal that's right for you. And then you have a service department that is there for your current vehicle with the diagnostics, with the inspections, with all the routine maintenance. It's all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Of course, yesterday we had the Deshaun Watson news come down, so we have that, plus what happened with the Dolphins today. Neil Coulong is going to join us, and I'm very curious what he's going to have to say on both. Plus, a lot to get into with the Steelers and training camp, couple of days now with the pads on and Latrobe, so we'll get to that with him coming up during the show. Tomorrow, we will have Tim Kirchen of ESPN join us at 4:06 to recap all the craziness that's been with this trade deadline, highlighted by the Padres getting Juan Soto. Now, Steven mentioned yesterday that he didn't think Juan Soto would go today. It might wait to the offseason, but he indeed goes today. He's going to the Padres, who earlier in the day were rumored to be the front runners and were optimistic to get a deal done. And first baseman Josh Bell also going to the Padres. So the Padres getting a load back. And they are certainly going for it in terms of competing with the Dodgers in the National League. But the whole caveat to this that was really interesting was Eric Hosmer, who was in the deal to go back to Washington, turned it down because he had the Nationals as part of his no-trade list. And so that slowed down the deal, but the deal, of course, still goes through. Sources told ESPN's Jeff Passan there was a big package of prospects that went the Nationals' way. And so because Hosmer refused to be traded to Washington, he still got moved, and now he's going to the Red Sox. That came down a little while earlier. And so the Red Sox are going to take some of that big deal that Hosmer had with the Padres so they can clear that cap space and get Juan Soto. So that was a craziness in itself. Now, here's the other thing. You know, we've talked many times on this show about the Pirates' management and how much of a disservice they are to their fan base, and we've talked about the issues, too, of owners being cheap and not wanting to pay for big money guys and to keep competitive. You know, we talked about the whole George Steinbrenner thing, you know, several years ago with the luxury tax and owners mostly of smaller market franchises not using it. And we've talked about the O's in that fashion, but today the O's are being ripped for continuing to wave the white flag when they're only 2.5 behind the wild card spot. And what they're doing, I totally agree, is just wrong. I think they need to be fully in the spotlight today when it comes to that issue across Major League Baseball. They've already traded Trey Mancini to Houston. And now, to officially wave the white flag, they've traded their closer, Jorge Lopez, to the Twins for four Major League prospects. I mean, what are you doing? Are you that concerned of paying and having to spend just a little bit more to stay a contender, and God forbid give yourself something for your fan base to cheer about? I mean, what are we doing here? That's just as low as it gets, and just a major disservice to that fan base to wave the white flag when you're only 2.5 back of a wild card spot. And you've had some things to cheer about lately, about if you're an O's fan, with some of the young guys that have come up and have done the job. You know, obviously they've been winning. I just don't get it. I really don't. Sometimes you just have to draw a line when it comes to this saving mindset, and give your fan base something to cheer about. Because guess what? If you give them something to cheer about, they fill the ballpark again, they start buying your merchandise and go down the line, then all of a sudden, guess what? You have that money to spend. At least one would think, one would hope. Logically, that's how it works. And if they thought for a second that all the young talent that's kind of been the head of this resurgence of the team, and that didn't have anything to do with the veterans that they've now traded in Mancini and Lopez, and they're kidding themselves, then obviously they know what they're doing. Or as a matter of fact, they definitely know what they're doing at this point. So when I saw that today, that just really bothered me. And if I know we have many O's fans in this area, and I'm sure, and I know that does bother them greatly. Then you have, in the NFL today, the Miami Dolphins being stripped of a first-round pick for 2023 and a third-round pick for 2024 for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton in the 2019 and 2020 seasons. I mean, this franchise continues to make you laugh. And Stephen Ross, the owner, has been fined $1.5 million and is suspended through October. And another part of the ownership was fined $500K. This among other disciplinary measures. Yeah, Chairman and Limited Partner Bruce Beal was also fined in this. But what's also interesting with this is the NFL found no evidence the team intentionally lost games during the 2019 season, this dating back to the whole Brian Flores lawsuits, alleging racism in the league's hiring process. And he mentioned in that Ross had attempted to incentivize him to tank for better draft spots. Of course, you remember Ross allegedly offered Flores $100,000 for every loss that season. And what's even more interesting about this is it seemed like they're from what Roger Goodell had announced in the investigation, what they found. Basically, it seemed like the Dolphin, there was talk of doing that, but it was up to Brian Flores's interpretation of what he was trying to say. Like, apparently Ross might have been talking about it in a kidding tone, and Flores took it the wrong way. But Goodell also mentioned that when owners make statements like that, they have to be careful that it doesn't get taken in that way, and of course Flores does. So that just makes me scratch your head even more that, you know what, maybe it was, and maybe it was half kidding, but maybe he really wanted to do that. But either way, you knew this reeked of everything filth with the Dolphins back in when this all first came out with Brian Flores. And this is one of many issues that this team has had under Stephen Ross, the owner. And you have this come out along with these tampering charges against them with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Sean Payton to be head coach, Tom Brady to apparently be part of the ownership group. Yeah, so the Dolphins just continue to be a laughingstock at this point. So we got a lot to get into today. We want to hear from you, of course, as well. Plus, it's day two of camp for Penn State football.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Back here on the Steve Jones Show, Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is there in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Humble's Wharf. And online at, there he is,
yeah, sunburymotors.com. Yeah, the Yankees got passed out today. Okay, good. So another team goes by him. All right. You guys are not doing well. Picked up a pitcher that won't be able to handle the pressure in New York. He's done.
We'll see.
Oh, God. I can tell you right away. I mean, this is Kevin Brown 2.0. So. The Red Sox got Tommy Pham from the Reds. Okay,
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It's great. Maybe they can start him in place of Jackie Bradley Jr. and he'll get a hit. All right, great. Osmer accounts for more than $7 million this season, plus $39 million between 23 and 25. He's 32 years old. He rejected the trade to the Nationals. Let's see. Oh, for goodness sakes, I hate when they throw this stuff in there. Just tell me. I can tell who can play. Osmer's batting 272. Okay, 727 OPS. And his defense of the position would be an upgrade, even if he's not a gold glove caliber. Okay? Osmer posted a minus one defensive run save to Dahlbeck's minus five and Cordero's minus three. Okay. I've got two eyes. Osmer's up here. And Cordero, who, by the way, they got for Benintendi. Talk about a GM circling a fogged-in airport. All right, it's unreal. He thinks like it's as a GM, you can't act like the fans are idiots. You can't. You can't do it.
Well, how do you think O's fans feel today?
What the Orioles have done, where they gave everybody hope. See, like, take the Pirates. There's no hope there. I mean, you know, I got one Pirate fan. Oh, we got prospects. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. You know, it's time to, like, 90% of them don't pan out. There's a reason why they're in the minors. But, like, for example, I'll give you two examples. Guys I'm happy for. I am happy for Johan Oviedo. He went from the Cardinals to the Pirates in the Quintana trade. Johan pitched here for State College. This will be a great opportunity for him to pitch for the Pirates. Then there's another kid who pitched last year with State College, Andrew Moore, who was picked by Seattle. Well, he was in the Luis Castillo trade. And he goes to the Reds. And let's be honest about it. He goes to the Reds. That's more of a fast track to get you to the big club. You saw, those are two guys that, you know, I personally know. I'm glad for them. I'm happy. Meanwhile, for your team, it's just like all the jumping up and down yesterday. Now, like, you know, everybody else got the big guys. You got like some bit parts. By the way, Gene Segura is playing with Lehigh Valley today. He's playing second base. It appears he will not be activated till Thursday at the earliest. Okay. And the Astros got better, and that's not good for you.
Yeah, no, I wasn't happy with that yesterday.
I mean, they got now they have a catcher that can hit, and they have another bullpen arm, and they have Trey Mancini.
Yep,
they got Smith from the Braves. They got Mancini. Now they had to give up Odorizzi. I mean, that's an interesting trade. They had to give up Odorizzi to make the deal to get Smith, but Smith's a good relief pitcher, very good. Gives him another arm. Mancini is a heck of a player. Overcome a lot. He's got a lot of guts. And Vasquez is a good defensive catcher. Maldonado's better. And is a really good bat with power. Who, oh, by the way, has a ring. Who, by the way, has performed very well in the postseason. And hits home runs after the fourth inning in the postseason. When does your second big gun have any home runs after the fourth? I mean, any?
I would have to go back and look that up. I don't know.
God, he's not even confident about it. Yeah. Key is that you've stayed away from injuries. I mean, until finally what you got. Green got bit, and then who's the other kid that got bit in the bullpen?
Michael King.
Yeah, Michael King. That hurt. I mean, my team, Matt Barnes out. Okay.
Yeah.
Evers out. Kike Hernandez out. Paxton never pitched. Ref Snyder out. Chris Sale out. Trevor Story out. Michael Wacha, having a great season, out. It's like, that's a problem. That's a problem. Let's see your team. You're playing the Mariners. Of course, you're playing the Mariners. Rodriguez isn't playing.
That did work out pretty nicely, but they will face Castillo in his M's debut tomorrow. And that's Castillo's a good one. He's going against Garrett Cole, so that'll be a pitcher's duel tomorrow afternoon.
Well, no, Castillo will be just fine. Cole, it appears like it's a big start, so he'll fall apart.
No, senor!
Let's see the Yankees injuries. Britton out, Castro out, Green, King, Severino, Stanton, Achilles expected to be out until the eighth, will not play after the fourth inning rest of the season. Oh, boy, that's an interesting note. That's your guy?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Is that your guy? Just checking. Okay, so let's see. Gallo goes to the Dodgers. They get a bucket of balls. That worked out well. Then there's the deal for Soto. Ooh, they got trade grades. Let's see. Twins deal force prospects to Orioles for Lopez. Lopez is interesting. Lopez had been scary, okay, until this year. And this year he has been great. He is a 1.68 ERA, 19 of 20 saves overall. Says going to the Twins, he says, is just completely life-changing. The Twins' bullpen is 3.84 this season, which is no better than okay. And the part about the Orioles, if I'm an Orioles fan, I am so disappointed with this whole week.
I'm disgusted.
You're 2.5. You've got an extra wild card spot now. You're 2.5 games out of the extra wild card spot. And you're making deals? You're making deals. Wow.
I said before you came on, Steve, at some point, where do you draw the line with being cheap and cheating your fan base?
I don't know.
It's flat out wrong what they're doing. It really is.
Yeah, what the Orioles are doing, yeah. I mean, if the Pirates do it, they're already, they're not good to begin with.
They're heading to that level, though, the O's.
Right, but I'm just saying that, if it's the Pirates, it's almost expected.
Of course.
So, let's see. I mean, what the heck did the Red Sox even give up for Hosmer?
Haven't seen that come down yet.
No, we're not one of the teams on the no-trade list.
But a couple things we do know that just came down. Philly's getting center fielder Brandon Marsh from the Angels for a double-A catcher Logan O'Hop.
Yeah.
So you got that. Darren Rupp to the Mets. And the Nats are going to get Luke Voit instead.
Okay. So Luke Voit. Okay. Now Luke will be able to play there every day. That's good. Another former Spike. That's three former Spikes in some of these trades. Then there's the... Let me ask you. At the University of Michigan, whose name is on the business school?
I don't know.
See, now you're at least to the point where you're saying you don't know anymore.
I have no idea.
That's good. Stephen Ross.
Oh.
All right. And today, the NFL just
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Today, the NFL just told everybody at the University of Michigan, just say you're glad you got his money. Just don't follow his business practices. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
How do you sit there and do this? Now, I want to point out, it's not that the penalty is not that serious. The Dolphins do lose a first-round pick, but the Dolphins have two first-round picks. So they'll just have one instead of two. And then they'll lose, I think, a third or fourth rounder in 24, something like that. Okay. So they're getting a hold of Brady while he's still with the Patriots. Really. And then the second time they get a hold of Brady, when he's with the Bucks. It's just, you just sit back and shake your head like, what are you doing here? Who's running this? The Dolphins had impermissible communications with Brady in 1920 when he was under contract to the Patriots. Those communications began as early as August 2019, continued through the 2019 season and the postseason. These numerous and detailed discussions were conducted by Beal, who in turn kept Ross and the other Dolphins executives informed of his discussions with Brady. He's with another team. Then he did the same thing when he was Tampa Bay. These discussions began no later than early December 21 and focused on Brady becoming a limited partner in the Dolphins and possibly serving as a football executive. Ross and Beal were both active participants in the discussions. As for Sean Payton, by the way, Don Yee is not only Tom Brady's agent, he is Sean Payton's agent. And the discussions were with Payton about being Miami's head coach. Except the Dolphins never asked the Saints for permission.
And then they did and got denied.
Yeah. Now let's get to the couple other parts here. Okay? It makes you wonder about the text that Bill Belichick sent to Brian Flores, but he says was meant for Brian Daboll. You wonder how intentional that was that he sent it to Brian Flores, knowing that on the Brady part, some of this may have been happening. By the way, Brady has to practice against the Dolphins next week in the 10th and 11th when they go head-to-head practices. Just bizarre. Bizarre.
That ought to be interesting.
Now, you get these informal conversations. Like, say, for example, you're the quarterback of, I don't know, the Detroit Lions. And you're vacationing in Mexico and just happen to have the same hotel and the same week of vacation as the head coach of the Rams. Oh, that's right, that happened. Life-changing, to quote a commercial. You didn't know about that one, did you?
Did not, but
life-changing.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Life-changing.
It is.
Even Lily thinks it was life-changing. All right. I didn't say anybody did anything wrong. I'm just saying... it sure is an interesting coincidence.
Time to officially put Stephen Ross in the Hall of Stinkage, officially. He hadn't been in there, but he needs to be. This is a long time coming.
Well, the tanking thing. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised you didn't put him in already.
I didn't. I know. That's what I'm saying. Now he's in.
Wow. Oh, good news. The Dodgers, in a show of like support, are going to FedEx the bag of balls that the Yankees got for Joey Gallo.
Oh, good.
All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You know what's interesting? Who hasn't been moved yet? Is Wilson Contreras. He has not been moved yet. So, interesting.
Phillies also just got David Robinson back from the Cubs.
Really good in the sixth and seventh inning. I don't want his hands on the ball in the ninth inning. I just don't think that the... I've always felt like he's been good in situations where the world did not depend on him. Whether it's with the Yankees, the Phillies. I mean, he's done better with the White Sox in this spot, but he had other guys around him. As for the Phillies, look, they needed to get a center fielder. They got it. Brandon Marsh is good. Center field has not been a plus, right, for the Phillies. Has not. Marsh can play center field. And he's young. You're talking about a guy that was a second-round pick straight out of high school. He's only 24 years old. Okay power, good speed, not a big batting average, but he is a good center fielder. No getting around it. I think that really, I think Marshall helped them. Robertson will help them, but I would not want Robertson closing. Okay? I just don't. Some guys have the makeup for it. I think he's a good major league pitcher. I think he's good in a lot of spots. Closing to me is not one of them.